Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Sorensen, and I'm out to the Freeborn County Fair along with our account manager, Amy Miller. And we are out asking questions. What we are calling this Insights into Insurance show today is Fair Questions at the Fair. So we got our first contestant, right, Amy?
We do.
And who are we talking to?
Chris Benke.
Chris Benke. Chris Benke, where are you from?
Albert Lee.
And so Amy Miller is going to ask him a question.
What important bill takes effect August 1st in Minnesota?
No cell phones in your hand.
That is correct. All right. Yes, the hands-free cell phone bill. So what we need to make sure is that you know, people, on August 1st, this bill went into effect, and you can get fined if you have a cell phone in your hand. So make sure that you learn the rules and purchase the equipment to be compliant. And if you need to, contact Americana Insurance if you need a fact sheet about it. Right, Amy?
Correct.
All right. Chris, thank you. And we'll give you your prize. We have some t-shirts, hats, whatever you, between that, we will give that to you as a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we got our next contestants on the Insights to Insurance radio show's Fair Questions at the Fair. So here we are. So our next fair question is going to be with, what's your name?
Betty Tahulke.
Tahulke.
Melissa Barr.
So we got two people that are going to play together. So if they get the right answer, we're going to have to give away two prizes. So that'll be great. What is the nation's most common costly natural disaster and cause millions of dollars in claim damage each year? They're discussing.
Yeah, I'd say a hurricane.
Hurricane. Well, you know what? I'm going to give that one to you because the answer is flood, which obviously hurricanes is the cause or is a cause of flood. Okay? So, yes, the only issue, though, is only 0.1% of Minnesota homeowners have flood insurance. One out of three claims come from people that do not live in a flood plain. So even though you might not think that you might have a flood, you might have a flood. So just remember that. So thank you, ladies. This is Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance, and me and Amy Miller are out here at the fair, Freeborn County Fairgrounds, and we're asking fair questions at the fair. It's part of our Insights into Insurance radio show, and we are here with Catherine Bubaltz, who is representing Thorncrest, right, Catherine?
That is correct.
Yeah, you got a great booth here, and people are winning grand prizes, I see. Something about $5,000 you were giving away or something. So anyway, oh, no, not $5,000?
Not quite 5,000,
oh.
Almost, but not quite.
Oh, okay. I was hoping that maybe was. Anyway, she basically told me, Tom, you need to get away from our booth here. But so the question is, Catherine, what does Tom say is the most underbought insurance policy, but is one of the most important? It's a tough question.
It is a tough question.
These are all questions that I've gone through on my radio show every Saturday morning from in 2019. This is where these questions are coming from.
Okay, how about an umbrella insurance policy?
That's a great answer, but it's wrong. So, sorry, you don't win the $5,000. But anyway, no, the answer is disability insurance.
Oh.
You know, I know you. You got boats. You got things. You got nice things. You got a nice house. You got vehicles, nice vehicles. The thing is we all insure all those, but we don't insure sure what pays for those, and that's your paycheck. Or a lot of people don't do that, and that's one of the, I would say, the most important things to buy, and a lot of people don't. So that's, well, that's what that, but that is it. Disability insurance.
I learned something new today.
You did.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
With Thorncrest, I should have had something about long-term care insurance
there
or something.
There you go. Yes. Exactly.
Thank you, Catherine.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Right.
Well, we're here with, and your name is?
Rose Olson.
Rose Olson. Rose, where do you live?
In Albert Lea.
In Albert Lea. Well, welcome to the Fremont County Fair. Amy Miller here from America Insurance, my account manager, is going to ask you a question, Rose.
Okay.
Who should you call before you do any digging?
What? I know it's a number. Was it 811?
Oh, I can't.
Rose said that she is a avid listener to our show, and so I'm asking questions that I've gone over in our shows, and she got that answer correct. Rose, awesome. Awesome, Rose. I appreciate it. Yes, anytime you're going to dig, no matter if it's out in a rural area, in town, and no matter how deep you dig, you should be calling 811, which is Gopher State One Call. Rose, great job, and we will give you a prize for that.
Oh, good. What are you going to give me, a plate?
What's that, Rose?
What, are you going to give me a plate or what?
A plate. I didn't think about bringing a plate, but I... Oh, a plate of food! Well, I didn't think of that either. So, how about a t-shirt or a hat? Will that work?
T-shirt.
T-shirt. Okay. All right. We'll do that. So.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that? A crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Bundle home and auto insurance and realize the benefits. Contact Renee Uhlenhop at Americana Insurance Group today.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Fair questions at the fair regarding insurance questions, insights into insurance radio show. And I've got our guest, Brad Edwin. Hello, Brad.
Hello. How are you, Tom?
Well, good. We've known each other a long time, way back into the weightlifting days at the Y. It looks like I'm doing a little bit better than you.
No,
actually, Brad is in much better shape than I am. So, Brad, we're going to ask you a question to see if you can win a prize, okay? And it's to do with insurance. If your tree gets hit by lightning and falls on your neighbor's house and does damage, does your insurance pay for the damage?
Yes, it does.
The answer for Brad is yes, it does, and I'm going to tell him the answer is no. There only would be coverage if there was negligence on your part. Let's say you were tearing down the tree or something and it fell over on the neighbors. Otherwise, your neighbor's insurance would pay first. But and or if there's negligence, let's say, Brad, your neighbor came out and said, Brad, man, that tree looks horrible, and a wind, you know, and it was 2-3 months before that, and I'm concerned, and it's dying, and you didn't do anything about it. There could be negligence there where you could end up paying for it, so through your insurance. Okay? So you're kind of half right.
Well, half right.
So we'll give you...
I could tell you a long story about a neighbor's tree falling on my property and who paid.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, maybe we should have our own show on that. So, all right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Brad.
Yep.
Well, this is Tom Sorensen out at the Albert Lea Fremont County Fair, and we got our next contestant for to... That didn't sound right. To answer... Fair questions at the fair. Fair questions at the fair. Guess who we got?
That sounds fair.
Who are you?
I'm Al Minnowbrooks.
Al Minnowbrooks. Well, I think I might have known that, but I thought I better ask just in case. Because I saw you out here working, which is kind of threw me off.
That doesn't happen often.
Yeah. Well, Minnow, so I got a question for you. Name one thing you can find on our Americana Insurance website.
Insurance rates.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you the answer as a yes. You can get quotes. There's a quoting system there to get quote from us on there. You can't get the rates, but we can get back to you with the rates. So I'll give you a yes. There's many things that we can do. You know what? We can even, you can even look up what the chance of hail is today on our website. Did you know that, Mel?
No, but now I know I'll call you the next time we have bad weather.
Or going to think you're going to have bad weather. Oh, Amy Miller and Tom Sorensen here at the Albert Lee Freeborn County Fair. Amy, we're having a lot of fun, aren't we?
We are.
And we got somebody here that you graduated with?
Yep, I went to high school with Nathan Erickson.
Back in 1954, you guys graduated, huh?
Or 99.
Oh, 99. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Nathan Erickson, how are you doing today?
Good.
And you are part of a farming operation south of Albert Lee, about right around that Twin Lakes area, correct?
Yes.
Yep. I know your dad and your uncle very, very well. And so I got a question here for you. We're doing part of our Insights into Insurance radio show is Fair Questions at the Fair. And my question for you is, you know, this last year we had some issues with what we call preventive planting, where farmers can't get in their crop due to weather conditions. Okay? Now, what is the requirement if they can't get crop into that idle land? What is the requirement by the USDA to have in place of that?
Cover crops.
You are right. Nathan, what the heck? I didn't think you would get that one. Wow, good job, Nathan. We got a prize for you. We either got t-shirts or hats for you. What would you like?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll maybe give you one of each, maybe. All right. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, thanks.
This is Tom Sorensen and Amy Miller out at the Albert Lee Freeborn County Fair. And we're here with a special guest. His name is Mr.
Ronald Thompson.
Ron Thompson. And Ron Thompson, belated birthday. I heard you had a big birthday. I'm not going to say how many. I want to say it was like, well, maybe 30, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Ron. Well, Ron is a farmer. Him and his son, Stan, they farm over by Mansfield, Minnesota. And I have an insurance question for you. I'm asking fair questions at the fair today. Okay? And so the question is, Ron, what is it called when a farmer cannot plant his crops due to weather conditions, normally wet conditions, and has to make a claim on his crop insurance?
Preventive planting.
Ron Thompson, you are a winner, and I figured you would know that, you know, with all that knowledge that you've had over the years. So it's not a fun topic to talk about when you're a farmer, that's for sure. But yes, well, congratulations, Ron. Yeah. And Maxine, his wife, is standing right next to him. So, boy, is she proud of him right now. So, all right. Thank you very much, Thompsons. This is Tom Sorensen and Amy Miller with America Insurance Group, and we're out at the Albert Lee Freeborn County Fair, and we have found Pat and Bill Dreher from Hollandale, Minnesota. Hello, folks.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
We go back a little ways, Bill and I. Well, Pat, too, but Bill and I actually worked together at one time, and that was back a few years ago. We won't talk about how long ago, but Bill, right? anyway, I am out here asking fair questions at the fair, okay? So, it all has to do with insurance. So, between the two of you, if you come up with the right answer, we got an incredible grand prize for you. $5,000 might not be it, okay, but there might be something else, like a, I don't know, toothpick or something. Are all roof collapses due to weight of ice and snow covered by insurance?
No, when?
What's that, Bill?
Tornadoes.
Yeah, but are all roof collapses due to the weight of ice and snow covered by insurance? And you might want to talk it over with your wife this time.
Why?
I don't know.
Pat says, I don't know. How about you, Bill? You did give her a chance. I'll admit that.
Yeah, but I told you once and was wrong, so I don't know.
Well, just say no, yes or no.
No.
Well, you're correct. That was a great guess. You had a 50% chance of being right, Bill. So, no, all roof collapses due to weight of ice and snow are not covered by insurance. There is certain circumstances by what coverage they purchase that it's either covered or not covered. So, example, on outbuildings, if you have a certain criteria or class of building, they would not be covered sometimes. So, my proposal to everybody is call your agent to find out if you have any concerns. Okay? Well, thanks for playing.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
This is Tom Sorensen and Amy Miller out at the Elberly Freeborn County Fair. And I got a farm question here. And so I found a farm family. Matter of fact, you guys were farm families not too long ago, weren't you?
Yeah, a few years ago. I don't remember what year that was.
What year? Yeah. Yeah? Too many years to count now, huh, Dan? Yeah. I remember when I used to think of you just as a young little kid, farmer. Yeah. Anyway, Dan, I'm out here for the Insights into Insurance radio show. And we are asking fair questions at the fair, which in regards to insurance. So my question is, it's kind of a long one, so listen up.
Okay.
If a farmer grows pigs for another person, what we call is a contract grower, right?
Yep.
And gets paid to do this, and his barn gets hit by a tornado and is destroyed, does he automatically get paid by his insurance for the loss of income that he will not receive due to not growing for that farmer until the building gets fixed? So basically, will he get his income back out of that building on his insurance policy? Jenny, Dan?
I'm going to say yes.
The answer is no. He can buy an endorsement to the plan to buy business income and potential extra expense coverage.
You should have sold him that.
We do. Okay, we did. Yeah, he got paid. So, yeah, paid very well.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know what I always say? Your insurance is really good until you have a claim. So, anyway, thanks for being a great sport, you guys. But you know what? We're going to give you some prizes anyway, so how's that, Tom?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're with Mark Foster. Mark, where do you live?
Ellendale.
Ellendale, Minnesota. Mark, first of all, we got our fair questions for the fair is the name of our show today. So my question to you is, who is the A-team?
In
the insurance business.
Tom Sorensen and his crew.
Oh, well, you know what? We're looking for Americana Insurance Group, but you know what? I'll take the Tom Sorensen and his crew, too. So that's a good answer. Because, Mark, you know our crew, right?
I do.
Yes, you've been a client of ours now for quite a few years, and you're a good client of ours, and I love working with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and our other people do, too. So
you've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.